God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. A strategy from God cannot fail. It has to prosper. It has to be successful. But you have to stay the course with it. Hello, you can't be tossed with every wind blown about and look and the sign of a little trouble. No, he said, Joshua, be strong and courageous, that you will observe to do everything Moses commanded you. When he wrote it as a memorial in a book, there was a commandment on your life. There was a mandate released on your life. And out of that mandate, if you'll follow it, not turning right or left, but you follow it. Listen, you will have good success. You will prosper. Nobody will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. You will conquer all of that promised land. Amen. See, the good thing is you have a mandate. Yes, you do. Some of us need to go back to some things God spoke to us that we have heard, that we have let go, that we have been intimidated by. We've let the enemy steal from us. We've let it get watered down. You need to sharpen up your sword again. God says, because this is what's going to bring you into prosperity and good success. Amen. You know, the world is watering down the word. God tells you He's gonna make you rich. Don't start getting crooked. Think you gotta, you know, do this and do that. Okay, God says, no, just stay the course. God said it, long as you stay connected to heaven, God will supernaturally. See, we have come into the dimension of the supernatural, where the impossible becomes possible. Do you understand? We have crossed over into a dimension of conquest, supernatural conquest. It's not going to be because the army's so big, you have so much money. No, it's going to be God intervening. At strategic times, God's going to show up and move the enemy out the way. Show up and connect the dots. Show up and bust the door open. Show up and heal your body. Show up and regulate your mind. Show up and put the right people in your place. Hallelujah. You got to stay connected to heaven. You got to stay your course. Under whom much is given, much is required. Keep yourself separated from the world. You don't have to get like the world to prosper. You don't have to go the way they're going to prosper. God says, I promise you prosperity. I promise you good success. You see, when the river comes out of Eden, it leads to where the gold is. That river breaks off into four. See that river coming out of your heart. That river of life. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his spirit, out of his belly shall flow rivers. Those rivers are leading somewhere. It'll lead you to where the good gold is. You don't have to get crooked. You don't have to cheat. You don't have to lie. You don't have to connive. You don't have to do stuff halfway. Just keep doing what you're doing and do it right. Do it in an honorable and respectable way. Do it where God can smile on it. Do it where you don't have a guilty conscience. You might have been waiting a long time, but guess what? Your time has come. It's a new Kairos now. What has to happen is getting ready to happen. Amen. I said, what has to happen at the Kairos, something has to happen. Heaven and earth will pass away if it don't happen. God is not a man that he would lie, neither the Son of Man that he would repent. Hath not God said, and shall not God make it good? But Joshua, don't let this word, not the Ten Commandments, but the word Moses spoke to you, the word Moses wrote in the book for a memorial, the word Moses repeated over and over and over to you, don't let it depart out of your mouth. Meditate in it day and night, that you may have good success. You better stop letting people put you down, tell you what you ain't. And you all shut up and boxed in because somebody talking about you. Come on, somebody say, the devil is a lie. People mistreat you and abuse you and try to make you have low self-esteem, taint and twist your image of yourself. No, you better go look in the mirror again and tell yourself, I'm a child of God. Huh? I'm wonderful in his sight. I'm the apple of his eye. He got my number. He got my back. He has promised me. I don't care what they say. They don't have his treasure house. They don't have a hell or a heaven to put me in. They can't help me. That's like the butler. Hey, will you get before Pharaoh, please? God said, that ain't the frequency. I'm your source. I'm your Jehovah Jireh. I'll touch the hearts. I'll open the doors. I'll move the mountains. Amen. Come on, seven dimensions of conquest. This is how we become truly successful. It's the Dabar word, Dabar. The Dabar is a word. That was what Moses spoke to Joshua, that began to govern his life and revealed his primary task. And that was to wage war with Amalek till he's defeated. And all the ites in the promised land, you're going to be a conqueror. That was his primary assignment. And the Dabar word is what constrained him. Don't let it depart from your mouth. Meditate on it till it's outworked or inworked into your spirit, till your heart becomes the king's heart. And then it'll start outworking in your life and you will see the good success. Well, you don't have to worry. You don't have to sweat. Come on, you don't have to work as hard as somebody else. It comes to you easy. People don't understand. No, why? How do things come to you so easy? Seem like it come to you without any effort. Well, it's not me. It's my connection to heaven. It's a promise from God. He told me to labor, but labor to enter into that rest, to cease from my labors. So that, see, when we cease from our labors, God's laboring. When Joseph was laboring, please tell Pharaoh, God stopped. He said, I got time. You got time. We're going to wait another couple of years, Joe. Get this thing right. Get you back on the right frequency. After 2 years, he got back. But the Dabar word is the word or the law that governs our life. Where there is no vision, no law, the people perish. They cast off restraints. They go astray. There's nothing to guide them, nothing to govern them, nothing to wait for, nothing to believe for, nothing to look forward to. And see, we are a prophetic people. We see through the eyes of the prophetic. I don't know about you. See, when we go, someone has to have seen. Remember Martin Luther King, I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen over. I mean, very prophetic what he was saying. He knew his time. He said, I may not get there with you. Remember, he knew. God evidently had shown him. You know, when my father passed, it was interesting. I was in Africa. I had to come all the way back from Africa for the funeral. But he would ask questions. He would, you know, when he weakened, he would ask what day it was and what time it was. As though, you know, he had an appointment. And, you know, right around just before his birthday, my brother said he got up, sat on the side of the bed, asked what day it was. and then he laid back down and went home. There was a testimony of a young lady who had gone to heaven, and God has shown her glorious things. I have the book, and it's called Entering the Gates. She shows, paints a glorious picture. God sent her home, or sent her back, and told her the date that she would come back home, back there. And in the book, there's a testimony of her pastor. This book was written in the 18th century, but there's a testimony of her pastor that was there with her. Her mother was there with her. Her family was around the couch. As she lay down, she said that the Lord was going to take me or receive me back. She wasn't ill. And at the same, at the very day and the same hour, she lay down on the couch after she bid all farewell and fell asleep, never woke up again. God took her. It's like there are times. See, we are prophetic people, and not necessarily God going to show you when he's going to take you. He may, but you should be able to see from where you are. See, in order for us to get to where we need to go, somebody has to see. When Israel was going into the promised land, they had two, Joshua and Caleb, that already knew where they were going. They had seen it. So they could lead that next generation to it. Even though the others died in the wilderness, there were two that God let remain that could see it. You understand what I mean? So they knew what they could probably tell the story to that young generation. When we bought the grapes back on our first journey there, it took two men to carry the grapes. They were so large. The land does flow with milk and honey. The land is plenteous. So there's always someone that has to see. And see, when you allow God and you hear that word, that mandate constantly going into your ear, and don't let it depart from your eyes, you're going to begin to see by the Spirit and not by the flesh. You're going to begin to see God working even in the midst of your challenges and difficulties, when it seems like the last thing could happen in the natural, but you see God is working. You're not moved by what you see naturally, because you see, no, I know God is working. Why? He'll show us. The Holy Spirit will show us of things to come. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so the Dabba word is that word or the law that governs a person's life that God has called to a primary assignment. There's a primary assignment in this house for you. There's a primary assignment in the kingdom for you. And you have to define that, because that's where prosperity and good success lies. You can't just copycat somebody, because when you copycat somebody else's success, you're not successful. You copycat. That'll be you successful. You're just copycatting something. They're successful. You're not. Look at someone and tell them, this is the book of the law.
We've come to the conclusion of part one of this series entitled The Seven Dimensions of Conquest. A strategy from God cannot fail. Moses spoke the Dabba word to Joshua in Joshua 1:7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Moses gave Joshua his primary assignment. The Dabba word constrained Joshua. The lives of saints are governed by the Dabba word. Keep the Dabba word in your mouth, and it will break every barrier in your path.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.